A very happy Friendship Day to all my listeners. I welcome all of you to my podcast in this Friendship Day special episode. Well, true friends are never apart. Maybe in distance, but never in heart. Helen Keller said this very correctly. And today, I will be taking you back in the pages of history, where you will find a very interesting friendship story. Time creates all things and time destroys them all. Time burns all creatures and time again extinguishes that fire. Anukarm Manika Parv Adi Parva quoted this. And this quote, this statement has been taken from Mahabharata, where the importance of time has been highlighted. And yes, dear all, today I will be taking you back around 5,000 to 3,000 years ago. But before that, let me ask you one question. How many of you have seen real friends? Have you ever seen any of your friends saving your dignity? Well, dignity of a person is the self-respect. And have you ever seen someone in your life saving your respect, your self-respect? Well, if you really want to know the answer from my side, you have to listen to this story, which is there in our Indian mythology. Yes, our Indian mythology enriches one's life with tales of friendships, sacrifice, kindness and benevolence. Children should be taught about these values from the very early age. Today, these values are missing. But the history of our nation is enriched with such values, with the stories on friendship, which should be taught to the kids so that they can understand the value of real friend in one's life. Well, just hold on your breath. I'm taking you back to that time where Lord Krishna and Draupadi shared a beautiful bonding together. I'm taking you to that time when Lord Krishna saved the dignity of our friend Draupadi. And we all know this important incident in Mahabharata. Yes, I'm talking here about Draupadi's Vastraharan striping attempt. At that time, we all have understood that how Krishna came to rescue her, to save her. During this infamous dice game with Duryodhan and his uncle Shakuni, Yudhishthir loses everything, his wealth, kingdom and his four brothers Bhim, Arjun, Nakul and Sahadev. And when he had nothing to play with, he puts his and his brother's common wife Draupadi into the gamble, and he loses her too. So the evil Duryodhan asks his equally evil brother Dushasan to drag Draupadi in court and stripe her in front of others and strip her in front of others. Dushasan succeeds in dragging her to the court. this incident is very painful, and such incidents should never be repeated. And at that time, when Draupadi started praying to Lord Krishna, Krishna, through his powers, ensured that the length of a garment does not end, and Dushasan does not succeed in striping her. And such insurance from the Draupadi's friend Krishna made her feel relaxed, relieved. She was constantly praying to Lord, and her dignity, her self-respect was saved in front of everyone there. And with this incident, a lesson for everyone came in the society, that the woman's dignity is very important. If someone tries to harm it, Krishna definitely comes to rescue that woman from the evil doers, evil people in the society. And Draupadi was so lucky to have Krishna at that time as a friend. She was having a great strength when, even after her marriage, their knot strengthened. At the time of Swayamvar, Krishna was present, and there was no lust in his eyes for Draupadi. They had a very good example of friendship, and their friendship, their relationship was like a blooming flower, right? And even being married to Pandavas, Draupadi's soul always thought about Krishna as a friend. Once she asked Krishna that the garland I have been weaving for you, what should I do about that? Then what happened, do you know? Krishna replied that my relationship with you is immortal. You are the Lakshmi. You are forever mine. But in this birth, we cannot romance together. I have Satyabhama, Rukmini, and 16,000 other wives. We practice celibacy, but are deeply in love. You should realize your bigger purpose and marry Arjuna. He is the only man who is a perfect suitor for you from every regard. And Draupadi followed that. So with this example of real friendship, we understood one thing, that in life, if you get such a friend in any form, please do have a respect for such person in your life. Sun rises in the east, the sun sets in the west. Friendship rises from the heart and ends after the death. So, with this, don't forget your only friend, that is me. And I wish you all a very happy friendship day. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself, and bye-bye.